Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on contentment, chastity and the restraint, restraining oneself, moderation in one's lifestyle and in one's expenses, and also the disapproval of unnecessarily begging, unnecessarily asking people for things. See what a beautiful chapter. Not telling us that we shouldn't spend and not telling us that we should waste, but in between that, moderation is something that is very, very important, as we'll see, that al-iqtisadu nisful ma'isha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that moderation in spending is half of income, half of livelihood. What is meant by this? The person is careful of his expenses, how his expenses are. Automatically, that's half of his income. Such a beautiful way of explaining it. That there's two ways of a person increasing his net income, his net profit. One is by increasing the income, and the other is by decreasing expenses. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, if you got moderation in your expenses, in other words, you're not extravagant, it's already half of your livelihood. You don't have to look so much. Just be careful of the way you are spending. Be careful how you are spending. It doesn't mean a person has to be a miser. A person doesn't have to be a miser, but he doesn't waste also. Sometimes a wedding comes, a person spends 1 million rand, 2 million rand just for a wedding. A person wants to go for a holiday, take his whole family and go. A few 100,000 rand get spent, sometimes 1 million rand get spent just on one holiday. And these are things that are wastage, israf. Sometimes the person doesn't need the light on, the light is on, for unnecessarily we are wasting. If there is benefit, there is no harm. But the way there is just wastage, unnecessarily a person is using. And this is what the hadith is teaching us, to train ourselves that we do not get into this type of wastage. Another thing is very important for a person to be happy as far as, and content as far as the person is concerned, is to bring this qana'ah. Qana'ah means contentment in one's life. So today's hadith speaks about this. So we'll do it. An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, laysa al-ghina an kathrati al-arad, walakin al-ghina ghina al-nafs. Very beautiful hadith to keep in mind all the time, especially for us that likes all the time to increase and earn more and more, and we all desire that we should have more. So this is one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one hadith we should keep in mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning, the reporter is Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, he narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that wealth is not to have a lot of possessions, rather wealth is the contentment of the soul. This is what true wealth, this is what true richness is. A man is content, a man is happy, he doesn't desire all the time to have more. Whatever it is, if he, for example, is earning 3,000 rand a month, he's content with that, he's living within his means. He's earning 5,000, living within his means. Whatever a person is earning, he's living within his means. He's content with what Allah Ta'ala has given him. This person really is a rich person. Not that rich person who's still chasing and chasing, and he's looking at other people around and he's trying to reach their yardstick and he wants to go to their level, and all the time he's trying to earn. This is not a wealthy person. Actually, this person is poor at heart. There was one person that came to Abu Zuruk. He brought a bag of gold coins as a gift for this pious person. So this pious person, their hearts are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have something known as zuhud. Zuhud means they've got like a disinclination towards the world. Their inclination is towards akhirat. So anyway, he brought it as a gift for him, this gold coin. So this pious person asked him one question. He asked the person that brought the gold coin. He said, tell me something. After you give me this gift, this bag of gold coins, do you still desire to earn more? Would you still like to earn more gold coins? He said, yeah, I still have the desire to go and earn more. The desire is still there in me. So he said, then you are more deserving of this gift than me. Because I don't have that desire. The desire is not there. I'm happy with what I got. So this is something for us to keep in mind. And remember, it's all in the mind. A man is rich or a man is poor is what his mind thinks it to be. Therefore, that hadith we did before of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a beautiful hadith. Man asbaha aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi, indahu qutu yawmihi, كَأَنَّهُ حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِمَزَافِيرِهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a man, he wakes up in the morning. How he wakes up? He got no fear that a sudden attack. See, like what the people in the Gaza Strip are going through. Allah Ta'ala protect him, keep them well. What they are going through at the moment, they don't know any time a bomb can fall on the house. There can be some attack. We don't have that type of fear of some attack or some type of grief that we suddenly wake up with. No, we don't have that. So man wakes up in this condition, he doesn't have this fear, he doesn't have that grief, that worry. And the second thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, mu'afan fi jasadihi, his body is okay, he can walk, he can move, he can talk, he can see. So this is the second thing he's got. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if he got one day's supply of food, sustenance he's got just for one day. Ask ourselves in our fridge, our freezers, our pantry, in our cupboards, how many days supply we got. But he just got supply for one day. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam says it's as though he's been gifted with the whole world, the treasures of the whole world. In other words, he's so wealthy. He just got three things. Woke up in the morning without any fear. He's got a body that's okay, it's healthy. And then he's got one day's supply. It's as though Allah Ta'ala has gifted this person the treasures of the whole world. Now, which one of us can say we are a poor person? So therefore it's all about the mind. Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq, give us that ability of being content, being happy with what we give us. If we train our mind to think like this, no person will feel that he's a poor person. Everyone will be happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. It's all about how we think. Otherwise a rich man also can still think that he's a poor man and he'll want to go all the time chasing, and a poor man can be content and happy with what he's got. So therefore this contentment is something that is very, very important. This dua we should keep making. Allahumma qanni'na bima razaqtana. Oh Allah, grant me contentment in what you have given me. If a man has got contentment, then he's got happiness, he's got peace, even in little. Otherwise, it doesn't matter how much we got, we won't be happy. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.